Hello, KMA Land, and welcome to another Thursday, not only in KMA Land, but on the Double X Factor. I'm Spencer Williams with my final take on this week's topic of reflection, and more specifically, reflection in light of everything we went through this past year. Sure, we could bury our heads in the sand and whine about everything that changed or was lost, and some people probably do that. But you are Double Xers. You'd rather move forward than backwards. Now, that doesn't mean we can't take the time to feel frustrated or grieve losses of the past year. We can. We can, and it's beneficial to feel the icky stuff, let it go through us, and then reflect, and more importantly, learn. Let's hope we're not learning in case we're faced with another global pandemic, but we can always take the valuable insight with us to help in any future challenges. According to Mo Sitiptum, I'm not sure I got that name right, but the founder and CEO of The Happiness Planner, if you can take what you know, realize that you are in control of yourself no matter what happens, you will not ignore those unfortunate circumstances. You will actually use them as springboards for the better you. You bring yourself to a healthy environment. You build yourself a support system. You surround yourself with good influences. You build yourself skills and never stop improving yourself. End quote. If we really take all of the happenings of this past COVID year and try to learn from them, we can probably find things we loved about staying close to home, and certainly things we didn't. But not doing something with that information, will we allow life to just happen to us instead of for us? Yes, none of us would have picked and chosen a COVID year. But as Tony Robbins says, the secret of success is learning how we use pain and pleasure instead of having pain and pleasure use you. If you do that, you're in control of your life. If you don't, life controls you. End quote. Let's embrace that this past year did happen and allow it to positively shape what we do now. Will you spend more time with family and friends? Or maybe less if you've realized that's not your thing. Will you savor the experience of dining out or even walking through a store? Or have you realized the joy of cooking at home or spending less? As you can see, no one will have the same appreciations and lessons that are unique to you in this past year. And thank goodness that we are all completely different, because life would be one big boring COVID day after another if we weren't. Sandy has a great segment to close out the week on reflection tomorrow, and I cannot wait for you to hear it. In the meantime, feel free to check out kmaland.com and find the Double X Factor Programs tab, or you can find us on social media at KMAXXFactor. As always, thank you so much for tuning in each weekday right here on KMA.